Let's begin with developments in Bahrain. The brutal crackdown on anti-regime protesters is continuing in that country. The Saudi-backed Bahraini forces have arrested two senior clerics, Sayyid Mohammed al-Alawi and Sheikh Abdul Adim al-Muhtadi. They also attacked schools and hospitals, arresting many teachers for supporting the protesters. 30 physicians and 150 employees at the Ministry of Health have reportedly been detained. Earlier, authorities expelled 16 Lebanese nationals from the country. The move came after the leader of the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, supported the Bahraini protesters. International organizations, including Amnesty International, have condemned the Bahraini and Saudi regimes for their brutal clampdown on the protesters.
The crackdown on anti-regime protesters continues in Bahrain, with the Saudi-backed Bahraini forces targeting what they believe to be the Achilles heel of the Bahraini people, Islamic sanctities. There are the images of mosques demolished by the Saudi and Bahraini forces in different parts of Bahrain. The footage shows a mosque in Kawara outside the capital, Manama. The mosque was destroyed by the Saudi and Bahraini forces. Two copies of the Holy Quran were burned during the raid on the mosque. The campaign's aim is to crush the will of the Bahraini people, whose revolution is based on Islamic values. The Bahraini security forces have killed several rights activists. The body of one activist, Ali Salker, was buried during a ceremony attended by thousands of people. Salker's body clearly shows signs of torture. Anti-government protests have been brutally suppressed in Bahrain since the Saudi forces entered the country. Over 800 people are now being held in jails, including 25 women. At least 29 protesters have been killed. Amnesty International has condemned the Bahraini and Saudi regimes for what it calls their heavy-handed tactics to crack down on protesters. As for the desecration of the holy places and the Quran, one could draw some parallels between what the Saudi and Bahraini forces are doing in Bahrain and Israel's decade-long war on Palestinian population and their rights. Tel Aviv's tactics also include the desecration of Muslim monuments and even the Holy Quran, torture and mass murder. Israel has so far failed to break the will of the Palestinian nation with its inhumane campaign. The Bahraini forces and their Saudi backers must now ask themselves whether their brutal suppression of the Bahraini's revolution is ever likely to pay off.
Angry Iranian students have gathered in front of the Saudi embassy in Tehran to protest the Saudi involvement in the deadly crackdown in Bahrain. The demonstrators, in a statement, slammed the massacre of anti-regime demonstrators by Saudi-backed Bahraini forces. The students demanded that the street in which the Saudi embassy is located be renamed to the Martyrs of Bahrain. Later during the protest, police clashed with protesters and tried to disperse them by sound bombs. Police also arrested some of those who threw Molotov cocktails and those who wanted to storm the embassy. Dozens of employees at a cement factory in Saudi Arabia have held a rally.